This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Hello, Jan Vermeulen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm quite devastated. I just heard that it's the end of the road for Chocolate Loggin for Tempo.
Oh, no.
I haven't had chocolate in 3 months. I have to go and get chocolate now.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to give Tempo a last hurrah, but I also don't want to, like, stand in some kind of consumer wave of people descending upon the shops.
Oh gosh, chocolate log could be the new toilet paper. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, who knows? We just need to seed some disinformation onto WhatsApp about how it could potentially cure, you know, coronavirus or, you know, save us from 5G radiation. And then have a winner on your hands.
All right. So, can we please talk about alcohol? You have all the figures.
Sure thing. So this is straight from the horse's mouth, as it were, from Health Minister Zweli Mkhize. So basically to try and to respond to questions about, you know, why the alcohol ban took effect like it did. It was quite interesting to hear, you know, some of the data that they used behind the decision to ban alcohol again. So firstly, Mkhize says that data from the World Health Organization shows that 31% of South Africans aged 15 or older are believed to be drinkers.
How's that possible?
That's defined fairly loosely. It's defined as having consumed alcohol in the past 12 months. Now, by that measure, I am as well, and I haven't binge drunk in my life, right? So, Mkhize also then goes on to admit this proportion is fairly low, but the average South African drinker consumes 64.6 grams of absolute alcohol per day, or about 5 to 6 drinks of 12 grams absolute alcohol content, as opposed to the Afro region average of about 40 grams. So, that's a lot of figures, but our average is 64.6 grams. The Afro region average is 40 grams. Ours is almost 25 grams higher. Right?
Okay, let me just stop you right there. Did you say that on average, right, in South Africa, men are consuming 5 to 6 glasses of alcohol a day? Is that what you just said?
Yes. That's basically what these statistics are saying, and it's not just men. This is not demographically split. This is averaged over men and women. So if you look at the split between men and women, you will probably, if we follow global averages, you will see that the average for men will be even higher than that. And the one for women wouldn't be too flattering either. In the South African context. But here's the bottom line, is that they've seen an increase in alcohol-related trauma cases at South African hospitals in the last month. So alcohol has been unbanned for the last month. And Perry and others is now a doctor said that during stages 4 and 5 of the lockdown, trauma admissions decreased by 70% at Western Cape and Gauteng hospitals. Since the lockdown has been lifted, it has seen a 60% increase in trauma admissions, as well as a 200% increase in ICU level trauma admissions. And so the effect of alcohol on this, I think, is fairly, I think, people can sort of grasp that we do have a lot of alcohol related emergency room visits in South Africa. I think everybody grasps that. But what we didn't know before this, I mean, for lack of a better word, this was an experiment to see exactly what the effect of alcohol would be. I honestly believed that if you just ban alcohol being served at bars and restaurants and, you know, banned bars and nightclubs and you know, similar places being open at night, you would be able to achieve the same thing as with an alcohol ban. But I've clearly, if this data is accurate, I've been proven wrong. The fact is that just having alcohol for sale in South Africa and allowing people to consume that alcohol at home, in itself, causes a tremendous amount of trauma cases at our hospitals. And so, you know, if you're trying to save beds for people who might come in infected with the coronavirus, then this is a very logical place to make sacrifices.
All right. So do you know how one defines what is a healthy amount of alcohol or healthy drinking versus alcoholism? Do you know that? I know about the,
you know, a glass of wine, a glass of red wine with a meal is, you know, is healthy. I've heard that before, but.
Okay, so the national. Okay, so this comes from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. They actually define it, and they help to define it globally, right? So drinking is considered to be in the moderate or the low risk category or range for women if no more than 3 drinks in any one day and no more than 7 drinks per week.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay. Those are two conditions. It's no more than 3 per any one day, and then you can't be drinking for like five nights a week.
Exactly. No more than 7 drinks per week. For men, it's no more than 4 drinks a day.
Okay.
Well, you just told us that the average for South Africans is 5 to 6. Okay.
Yes.
And no more than 14 drinks per week.
Okay. Wow. And
perspective,
clear,
right?
The average for South African drinkers, of which only 31% of South Africans aged 15 or older have identified themselves as drinkers, right? So that we do have a fairly low amount of people who identify as drinkers in the country, but the amount of drinking those drinkers do is much higher than the average. And so, yeah, we have problems with, you know, alcohol related road accidents and alcohol related domestic incidents and all kinds of unpleasant stuff. That honestly, if you want to be, you know, if we want to be utilitarian about it, let's not even be bleeding hearts about this, right? If you want to be completely utilitarian about it, that bed is better spent on someone who needs the medical attention of a ventilator than it is on someone who was behaving irresponsibly.
Yeah.
And so, as I said, this is a perfectly logical place to make sacrifices, but then you have to weigh it against the cost, right? So not just the cost of jobs of people who work in the alcohol industry and the advertising revenue generated by it and all that stuff, but we know anybody who's done any kind of English language reading at South African school level has probably encountered the Great Gatsby. We know what happens with prohibition, with alcohol prohibition, and you end up with bootleggers and Al Capones. And it just creates a whole new set of problems. And so those are the things. I mean, our government is not in an easy position. And those are the things that it's being asked to balance.
But, you know, our government has basically sold our souls to the liquor industry. I mean, look at the knock-on effect, Jan. So now we're in this position, right? We have 31% of people who are dependent on alcohol. And I'm going to say dependent on alcohol, because if you're drinking more than 5 to 6 a day, you have
but
a dependency.
31% don't all. That's just an average. So 31%, remember, that definition is only people as having consumed alcohol in the past 12 months.
All right. Okay.
By that definition, someone like me who has maybe 7 drinks a year would be considered a drinker.
Okay. But if you're having 5 to 6 a day, you are already into that alcoholic range, Jan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the definition.
The knock-on health effect of that, aside from COVID, aside from the ER trauma, the fact is that amount of drinking is not good for your body.
Okay, aside from that, but let's just look at the industries, right? So, do you know where the glass bottles for beer are made?
I don't.
They're massive glass furnaces. Massive glass furnaces. The last time they went into lockdown and they banned alcohol, I mean, I'm just giving you the flip side of the coin.
Yes.
So, the last time that we went into lockdown, it actually threatened the glass industry, in South Africa, because all of a sudden there wasn't the demand for these bottles to be manufactured. So how do you keep your furnaces running if you don't have the work? And these are massive furnaces. It can take weeks to start them up, let alone shut them down. And once they're shut down, they're shut. So it's very, very interesting to see this, but we have to, long term, we have to address this as a social issue.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with people choosing to enjoy a drink, but the amount of binge drinking that happens and the knock-on effects of that, I think we've seen from the reports of the trauma in just our hospitals and the gender spike in gender-based violence, that there are real social costs to this.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I mean, we can get stuck in that and what other countries have done, But I think it would be better to move on to there's so much happening in the world of tech.
There really is. We can
discuss some other things.
And Jan, that's where we have to leave it. I'm so sorry. But it was always very interesting talking to you. Go check out mybroadband.co.za. Jan Vermeulen, editor at large for My Broadband. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure. Have a great show further.
You too. God bless. Bye bye.